there are both other methods that are more effective and safer, for example, like intrauterine devices and implants. And then there are 50 different oral contraceptive pills on the market as well.
Generic manufacturers are fighting changes and ask the FDA to take more time considering them in this letter. The changes as proposed will have far-reaching consequences affecting patient safety as well as health care costs. But that argument isn't enough for Jane and Michael Alexander, who are holding out hope for change.
It's too late for us. It's too late for Lauren. But it's not too late for other people who are harmed by generic drugs.